Hey everyone, how are we? So let's talk about my seasonal depression update. So for example, what is seasonal depression? It's also known as SADS, so that's seasonal affective disorder. It just means that I have it for winter, but I know some people actually have it for summer. Absolutely crazy. It just means when winter comes, for some reason, someone takes over my body and puts like fog all over my brain. It's very fucking difficult to get out of bed. It's very demotivating for me. Oh, it's just like, oh fuck this shit. But yes, we all know, you're not a tree, you can move and stuff like that. But you know, it's all great saying that, and I am definitely all about change, but like sometimes we can't just change immediately, you know. Like, I'm still waiting for my visa and all this lovely little stuff like this. So, anywho, moving on. Okay. You can tell I'm so foggy. Like, I can't even think of the next thing I'm going to say. Usually I write down a sentence and then I talk. But I ain't going to lie to you. It is tough. And do you know why it's tough? Because I've been doing destructive behaviors. I've been like, you know, waking up consistent time, but I'm actually doing a lot better than I normally would. So for example, when the 1st of October came, oh my god, I would just cry out of nowhere. Like, the sky would be grey and I would be grey. But you know, I told you at the start, I've started investing now into vitamin D tablets. It really helped. I've got my light therapy lamp blaring at me now, and that helps. As soon as I wake up in the morning, I literally put the lamp on. It just smashes my eyes, so it wakes me up. And then I take a vitamin D tablet, I'll go smash, you know, 4 freezing cold handfuls of water on my face, and then I'll have a shower in the morning, you know, listening to Eric Thomas as well. And I found like I'm just doing a lot better now. It is always a lot easier, mind, when you're not stuffing your face with sweets. Oh my gosh, sweets does not make you feel good. But one thing that's helped me massively, I realised throughout the winter, is investing in warm clothes. I hate the winter because I'm always cold. And being cold is actually a fucking option. Like, you know, I've invested now in some thermals, and the thermals look ridiculously cool, by the way. So, you know, if you want to buy like really nice things, I perhaps suggest you go to outlet stores. Like, for example, I went to the North Face outlet store in Portsmouth. I got everything at a bargain. I've got like, you know, I had a new woolly hat. I've gone into woolly hats now and I really love it. I just love the look on myself. I had a coat. I had 2 thermal tops, all for like, I think, £130. Extremely happy, because a coat in the normal North Face store would have been just £150 by itself, and I had all that because, you know, when I went in there, I think it was like 20% off or 30% off, something like that, if you spent over a certain amount. So it did pay off really well. So my top tips, I'm not saying, mind, because you just heard me in this podcast, that it's going to get rid of everything. I'm saying it'll help you. Take vitamin D. Vitamin D is good anyway for you, boost your immune system, get over things, so you'll probably be less likely to get ill throughout winter. Make sure you drink your water. Get a light therapy lamp. If you need any of these details, just hit me up on social media, any of them. My Hit Life. My HIT Life, all one word. And dress warm, my friends. I hope it helps. I am surviving. I'm surviving a lot better. I'm not saying I'm as motivated as Summer Katie, but it has been a massive improvement. And at the end of the day, I think when you embrace the suck and you adapt to the suck, you kind of don't mind the suck that much. You're still just happy with the little wins and feeling better than I do. I am extremely happy. See ya.